Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. Today, the scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year for the morning is Genesis 22 and Matthew 21. The evening is Nehemiah 11 and Acts chapter 21. Mark my word, scriptures for the day is Isaiah 53:9, Jeremiah 1:12, Mark 1:7-8, John 4, 34-36, and then Revelation 14:15. Today we're going to be talking about proven signs. Our scripture focus today is going to be Revelation 14:15, which says, "Thrust in your sickle and reap, for the time has come for you to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe." Christians are calling for Christ's return. And we know that prayer will be answered one day. This exact prayer for all of us as we pray for God to send His Son Jesus back to get us all because of all this mess that we endure. But why are we sure that Jesus will return? Because the Bible tells us that He will return. Christ came the first exactly as the Bible predicted. So He will also return a second time, just as the Bible tells us. The Bible is the only book that has ever predicted the future and proved to be accurate. The Lord said, "I am ready to perform my word," Jeremiah 1:12. Bible prophecy was fulfilled to the hilt, by Christ's first advent. The Magi traveled for hundreds of miles and found Jesus at Bethlehem, exactly where the Bible said He would be. The Bible prophets had foretold that He would be born, live, and die, His hands pierced, His clothes made a lottery, His grave with the wicked, but with the rich. Isaiah 53:9, and so on. One man, John the Baptist, knew that the Messiah from Scripture, or knew about the Messiah from Scripture, and that he was about to appear. Before Jesus stepped into the public life, John identified Him. There comes one after me who is mightier than I, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to stoop down and loose. I indeed baptize you with water, but He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Mark 1:7-8. With all these unmistakable, proven signs of His first coming, we can watch biblical signs for His second coming and with perfect assurance that He will indeed fulfill His promise. And our part is to continue gathering the harvest until He comes. John 4:34-36 says, "My food is to do the will of Him who sent me, and to finish His work." Do you not say there is still 4 months, and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look to the fields, for they are already white for the harvest. And he who reaps receives wages, and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. Again, that's John chapter 4, verse 34-36. Our daily fire thought for the day is, I am watching and waiting for Christ's return, completely confident that He will fulfill His promises. God bless you guys. I hope you'll continue to follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next Trail Ride.